So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when he was staying at his friend's house, he heard footsteps coming down the basement stairs. The next day, he told his friend, and his friend said, "Well, that was probably just the old man. He doesn't really like kids." What old man?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story that you could share with us? Well, do that. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes and access to the entire archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You could also become a premium subscriber through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I think Kathy Gordon's with me today. I think it's interesting that you could be staying at your friend's house and have something terrifying happen. And then your friend's like, "Oh, it's an old man."
I know.
Wait, what? This didn't come up before in this friendship, like ever.
Yeah. You know, what? I had a message the other day from a listener, Pat, up in the Seattle area. And she said to me that I'm always amazed how brave you are in your house.
I
said, and it made me stop and think, am I really that brave, you know, or do you just not have a choice when it happens? But I got to thinking about it and I said, you know, I'm not sure that in the moment when something happens, I'm being brave or scared or anything. I think most of the time I'm surprised. Like it's more of a shock or surprise at first. I think it's later when it starts to settle in that what happened to me wasn't right, you know, then I'm scared.
And then can you also, I think, kind of talk yourself out of it in the moment? You can go, I don't know what that was. Must just be I heard something. Must have been But, although the thing, like the thing crashing off your wall and breaking into a million little pieces.
Oh, that scared the crap out of me. But I think, too, there is a weird, like, your reaction depends on whether it was maybe a good entity or not a good entity, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, my gut kind of, I think, plays into that, too, how scared I am. Because sometimes something will happen, and I'll think, okay, that was really funky, but it didn't really scare me. It just happened, you know? And it didn't feel dark. It didn't feel ominous. It didn't feel threatening. It was just something weird that happened. Whereas there have been other times in my life that it happens and I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, that was dark. That wasn't right.
And I wonder, you know? Too, like, in this story, because I remember when we were kids, and, you know, I don't want to warn my friends, like, okay, before we go to bed, I want you to know my house is haunted. There might be an old man walking down the stairs. You don't want to tell your friends that, so we just never had any friends over. But I remember one time we were out of town for the weekend, and my best friend Brenda, and I think I've shared this story before, but she was in her family room, and they could see our house from her family room. And I remember we got home, and she said, when you were gone this weekend, someone went into your room and sat on your bed. Like, she saw the light turn on and she saw someone sit on my bed. Because I was in that one bedroom with the two beds in it then. And I remember my reaction was, I know. Instead of like being terrified, I felt embarrassed.
Well, yeah, as a kid, it was horrifying that our friends would know these things that we were living with.
Yeah. Which is probably why I've never been able to find Brenda anywhere, like on Facebook or anything. Like, she's probably like, I don't want that girl to have nothing to do with me.
She's blocked you, so you can't.
She was so crazy. She found me like when Facebook first came out. She blocked me way back then.
She's like, I am going to make sure she does not find me. No, I just was thinking, you know, it kind of, maybe it depends on the spirit itself. Like, you know, if it's, it could still really scare you, you know, but I think.
But it's for sure going to scare you if you don't live there and you're not used to it.
Right, right. I used to babysit for Brenda and Nikki over in that house, and I could be in the back family room looking over at our house. And, you know, it would get late. Sometimes their mom would stay out a little late, and, you know, it could be midnight, one, two in the morning. And I'd think, God, I've got to walk back over to that house and the lights are all off and I have to go in there and I have to walk up those stairs by myself and I'm scared to death.
Like, can I just sleep on your sofa in your family room, please?
Like, she would come and she always paid me good. And then I would run over there and I would run through that house and just up those stairs and into bed. Like, I would not mess around. I don't think I've changed clothes. I think I just got in bed and put the covers over my head. Because, you know, I was scared every single time I had to come into that house like that late at night by myself like that.
Well, and I'm just wondering if this story, if the family's just used to it. So here's a story, and it says, Hi, my name is Ken, and this is my real ghost story. I'm 46 and live in St. Paul, Minnesota. These stories happened back when I was between 13 and 15. I spent a lot of weeks in middle school at my best friend's house. When we first became friends, he would tell me stories of paranormal activity within his house. This, of course, caught my curiosity, as I've always been fascinated by the paranormal. When I met his mother, she confirmed his stories, adding that she had plenty of her own experiences within their home. My first paranormal experience in their home was maybe a few months after I had started staying there on weekends. My best friend and I had stayed up late one night watching movies in the living room and decided to crash downstairs instead of upstairs in the bedroom. Shortly after falling asleep, I awoke to the sound of someone moving around in the basement just below us. Assuming it was my friend, I didn't think much of it until I looked over and saw him sleeping on the couch. I was sleeping on the floor. I listened to the sound some more, and then I realized that the sounds were now footsteps coming up the basement stairs. Heavy footsteps, like that of a man walking in boots up wooden stairs. The footsteps stopped at the door at the top of the stairs, but only briefly. I heard the basement door slowly creak open. This was an old house. No amount of WD-40 helped the doors. The footsteps then started moving towards the living room. I shut my eyes for fear of what I might see. The footsteps stopped about a foot away from my head, and for about 10 minutes or so, it felt like someone was standing over me, watching me. I continued to lie there, motionless. Eventually, the footsteps moved back towards the basement door and continued down into the basement where they had just stopped. I sat up, went to the basement door. It was still open. We never left the basement door open because my friend's dog would get down there and make a mess of things. I shut the door and went back to lie down and go back to sleep. I'm going to say he was very brave for getting up and checking that out. I don't know that I could. I asked my friend about it the following morning, and he said, "Oh, yeah, that's the old man. He doesn't care much for kids, but he's harmless. He was just probably checking you out. The old man rarely left the basement, but he'd occasionally go upstairs, especially if we were being too loud late at night. He'd open and shut the basement door rather loudly, as if to say, 'Shut up there.' Oftentimes, if you were in the basement, you'd get an overwhelming feeling of being watched. It would feel like someone was standing over your shoulder, but no one would be there. Stuff would get moved around all the time. And sometimes things would disappear completely from the basement. Over time, I learned to accept it when I would visit. Several months later, I had another pretty significant experience. We were sleeping in the living room again, and I woke to the sound of squeaking in the kitchen. My friend's dog had a large rubber rat toy that she enjoyed chewing on. Thinking it was just the dog, I said, 'Eva, knock it off.' The sound stopped, but after a few minutes, it started again. I again yelled at the dog to stop, but then looked over and saw her sleeping in the armchair. I got up, went into the kitchen, once again, very bravely, and I saw the rubber rat on the kitchen floor. I picked it up and placed it on the counter. I went to lie back down, but I heard the squeaking again before I could even get comfortable. I went back into the kitchen, and the rubber rat was on the floor again. I put it back on the counter, went back to try to sleep, and a short time later, the squeaking started again, this time louder and more frantic. I ran into the kitchen to find that damn rubber rat on the floor again. Annoyed, I said out loud, 'Knock it off, I'm trying to sleep.' And I picked up the rubber rat and put it on the cabinet's top shelf. I didn't hear the squeaking anymore that night. When I told my friend about it, he said it was likely the little girl who had died in the house many years ago. She liked to play with toys and spent a lot of time in the kitchen. She was one of three spirits that lived in that house. It was the little girl, her mother, and the old man. That house always had a feeling of sadness in it. The mother and daughter had both died in there. We didn't know anything about the old man, just speculated about him based on the energy we got from him. The most chilling, literally, experience I had in that house was late one night while standing in the doorway of my friend's room talking to him. I caught my reflection in the window behind him and noticed what looked like a pair of white eyes staring over my shoulder behind me. Seeing the look on my face, my friend asked what was wrong, and I told him to look in the reflection of the window. As he turned and looked, the eyes moved through me. It felt like my blood froze. I never felt that cold before, and I live in Minnesota. He told me that he had seen those white eyes before in reflections, but whatever it was, he had never made physical contact before. That experience left me spooked for quite a bit, but eventually I came to accept all of the activity in his house. There was never any malevolence, mostly mischief and sadness. My experiences continued for many years as I would spend time in that house, but those are the three that stick out the most. Thank you for allowing me to share my real ghost stories. I love your show." Those are three creepy stories.
Ken. Like, I'm not even exactly sure where to start with this one, but when the old man comes up the stairs and into the room.
Creepy.
And felt like he was leaning over him. I've had that exact same thing happen. It happened to me in Ilma. Up comes this, going up the stairs. And then in our instance, you know, night after night, you'd hear it go up the stairs, you'd hear it go around the banister, mm-hmm. down the hall into the bathroom, right? And then that was that. But one night it went up the stairs and it stopped at the top of the stairs. And I was like, don't, no. And then I felt it come into my room and stand at the foot of my bed. And of course, I'm just scared to death. And, you know, I've got the blankets up over my head. And then that same thing comes around my bed and leans over.
Ugh.
And I could hear it breathing. I could just hear that. Like that, you know? And it's the exact same thing Ken was talking about. I get it completely. But I could not believe he had the nerve to get up and go check the door to the basement.
I know. Hats off for bravery on that. Like,
and then to keep going into the kitchen when he thought, you know, Eva's toy is, you know, going. I was like, holy cow.
I could see, like, one time going in there and then, but I don't think I could do it again. I'd be like, that should not be happening.
Yeah.
But as soon as he said something, then it stopped.
But, you know, in a haunted house like that, I am just telling you, you see reflection, you in a mirror, whatever, you look in it, the chances of seeing something are pretty good.
I know.
And I would always, in our haunted house, and that one in particular, like I've lived in other places that were haunted, but there was something about the place in Ilma that I was always scared that I would see something look behind me or, you know, in a reflection, somehow there'd be a face, some, like to the point I couldn't walk by a china hutch because it had glass in it. And I could see my reflection when I walked past. I couldn't look at it because I would be afraid something was behind me.
That's really funny because I embraced that china hutch because you could see your reflection and I cheerleaded all day long.
Lordy, you're crazy.
I practiced my cheerleading all the time looking at myself in the china hutch because we didn't have any mirrors.
You didn't have a full-length mirror. I'm not kidding. Like when I'd walk through that dining room, I just couldn't look over there. You know, when he said that he saw something, I'm not surprised.
Yep.
Not in a house that's that haunted.
I think it's interesting because his buddy and his buddy's mom were just pretty matter of fact about it. You know?
I can't be matter of fact about that much activity.
Yeah. Because even at the eyes thing, his friend is like, ooh, he told me he'd seen those white eyes before in reflections. But and the old man, he's like, yeah, that's the old man. He doesn't like kids.
But he said he felt like the eyes kind of went through him.
Yeah. Something,
so like whatever
something
it was
went
kind
through
of
him.
Like just went right through him.
And it made him mm-hmm. so cold. He had never mm-hmm. felt that cold before.
Now, I have felt cold. I have not felt like something went through me. Have you?
No. That would almost
now, my
be
ex-husband
like an
told me
thing.
One time. My ex-husband said that happened to him one time. But I, you know, and I kept telling him, there's something in there. There's something. And he's, oh, no, there's not, you know. And then one time when he's at the house by himself, I get a phone call because I was, you know, at a artist's retreat or whatever. Oh, my God. You won't believe what just happened. You know, at 2:00 in the morning, he's calling me. But that's what he said. He said, it went through me. This cold went right through me.
That would be a really weird feeling.
I'm surprised Ken wanted to spend that much time there.
Well, you know, though, he said he was fascinated with it. And
you don't know what home life's like. You know, maybe it was better to be someplace else. You never know. No judgment. I don't know. But, and, you know, maybe he was just really good friends with them or whatever. And that is a really good friend who will stay with you even though they know your house is haunted.
No shit.
Because my friends weren't that brave.
No. Nobody ever spent the night at our
house. Nobody's staying at our house. I went to their house. Like, I'd get invited over to people's houses. But
you did have a slumber party once. I do remember that.
Yeah, I did. And you know, I think they were forced into it because it was my birthday.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Ugh, so creepy.
Anyway, we're not going to have a slumber party at a haunted house this year for my birthday.
No, we're not doing that. We're going to a Cubs game.
We're going to a Cubs game. Okay.
Here is the next, and by the way, thank you very much for writing that in, Ken. Here is the next story.
I actually have this story, and I'm not sure if it was a paranormal encounter or if it was something else. Because I came home from work one night. It was pretty late, you know? And I walked home. I unlocked my door, and my family wasn't home at all. My family left to an event, and I got left behind. And as I unlocked the door, the moon was shining light right behind me. So my shadow was, like, portrayed on the floor. And I saw a shadow on the fridge, and I thought my shadow was the one on the fridge. So I started moving, you know, goofing around a bit. And I saw that shadow didn't move, but mine did. So when I kept staring at the shadow, and I made the outline of a man. And it looked like a pretty big guy, you know, he was as tall as my fridge, which is slightly taller than me, and I'm like 5'10". And as I saw, like, the guy was just sort of, like, standing there, not doing anything, I got closer, and it really was a shadow. It wasn't an intruder or anything. And I got closer. I closed the door behind me. Oh, no, I didn't close the door. I just got closer and next to the light switch next to it. And I turned on the light switch while staring at the shadow, and it disappeared. And I never saw it again. But I went to go visit some family somewhere else, another part of another country. And when I went to go visit, I saw the same shadow that was on my fridge. And there was the same man. It looked exactly like the shadow outline. It had, like, a nice shirt. It looked like it had, like, a belt, you know? Yeah, it looked like a pretty big guy. And I saw the exact same man. He was part of my family, but he was, like, not. He was more of my cousin's side. But when I met him, I instantly realized that was the guy. And I did tell some family over there, and some of them did give me opinions, like, oh, maybe it was you had a little vision of who you were going to meet at some point in time or real soon. You know, because it only happened like a month ago or two. So when I saw it, it scared me a little. You know, I'm like, whoa, hold on. But after I saw that shadow and all the activity at my house, I think it stopped. I haven't heard anything from the shadow. And, well, I'm going to call the little paranormal guy, the little ghost I have. I'm going to call him Manuel. Just because the guy that I met, his name was Manuel, but in Spanish, it was Manuel. And that's basically my story. I still have a few more encounters I can share with you, some that actually freaked me out a little more. But this one was the one that stuck onto me just because it was impossible for me to actually imagine that. That was an actual thing. Like, I never saw the guy in my life. I never saw any photos or even knew his name. I just knew that my cousin did have a grandpa, but I never knew anything about them. So this one did scare me a little more than all the other ones just because I had no way of actually faking it. So that's when all my logic sort of went out the window there. I'm like, yeah, that's got to be him. It couldn't have been me, you know, imagining something. It had to be some shadow. Anyway, I love hearing your show, and I would love for you to give me your opinion. And make fun of it, of course. It'd be like, oh, yeah, some crazy kid just called us, you know? Like, I would love to hear your opinion, your jokes, anything. Funny. Keep up the good work, man. Goodbye.
I would love for you to make fun of this story.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't want to make fun of this story because I think it's paranormal. What do you think?
I don't know what else it could be. I mean, I don't have a regular old explanation for it.
You know, I do think he's got him named Manuel would kind of is awesome. But you know, I think it's probably there more than you realize. I hate to creep you out, right? But this night, the way the light came in and streamed in, you were able to catch it. And I know everything has stopped. We've talked about that before. Like, just because something has stopped in our time, has it completely stopped? You know, I don't why we think time has to work the same in the afterlife as it does here. I'm not sure.
And there's no time.
Exactly. There's like,
nobody's
you know
watching
what,
a clock
what might
there.
Be five
like,
minutes
I've got
here
a haunting
be,
to be at in 1 hour.
You know, it could be 5 minutes, you know, like it could be 5 years. It could be 500 years that a ghost comes from and then all of a sudden is here, you know, and then maybe because like in my life, things happen. Do they happen regularly? I don't, maybe every month or two I have something, you know, that's just odd that happens to me. But then I might go a little longer, or it might happen more regularly. But I just have a feeling, because he said other things had happened in that house. He had other stories, which I do hope he will call in. But I just have a feeling that maybe something is there. You just aren't seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
I'm with you.
And I feel like this is something that's more protective, more just around kind of making sure you're okay, kind of, you know, kind of thing. It feels more guardian to me than it does something evil. Because it traveled with you, or it was with your family overseas already, however it worked, right? So it seemed to be there, seemed to be here. It seemed to be where you are.
I like the idea of it being protective.
That's what I think. I mean, It's where he is. And that could be overseas. It could be there, you know. It's like, you know, when you're driving and it tells you to stop or to speed up or whatever, it's with you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, he happened to catch sight of it that once, but I think it's there more than not.
I don't know. How would you feel if that happened to you?
That I saw a shadow? Mm-hmm. It would give me a good fright, I think. Because you're moving, you know, you do stuff to try to shake it up, maybe kind of swing the door, trying to change the light up, but it still stays there. That's kind of creepy.
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. And he can make out clothing. He said, you know, it's got a collar on the shirt, it's got a buckle, you know.
So it's interesting. And I haven't heard really a story quite like that one.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You think you've heard all of the paranormal stories, the variations you can hear, and then you get a call like that.
Yeah.
It's always something. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today. Mountain
Dew. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.